Good morning, this is your morning buzzcast. It's Friday, it's April 10th. I'm Abe Madcore. Should be a quieter Friday. It's Good Friday, it's Passover, the markets are closed, but you still wake up today and see the news that 17 million Americans have filed for unemployment in just the past 3 weeks. A grim, sobering reminder of really the economic impact the coronavirus has had on the American economy. For those of you gainfully employed and working, be appreciative. Also, reach out, connect, and see if you can help those who have been laid off, furloughed, or who are out of work. Let's go to some sports business news right now. This survey was sent to me a lot yesterday. It's a Seton Hall sports poll surveying about 760 Americans, so a fairly small sample size, but it gave some stark reminders of just how uncomfortable the public is about mass congregating. 72% of Americans said they would stay away from a sports event if it were held before a vaccine was developed. Even if the seating arrangements allowed for social distancing, just 12% would be comfortable with that setup. So this is another reminder, and it's on the minds of top executives at sports teams and leagues that I speak with. The public is looking and waiting on the medical community to deliver a vaccine, and that's when they'll feel comfortable going to large-scale public events. And that could be a ways off, and that is not good news for the sports industry. Let's shift to the UFC, because we talked about it earlier this week on the Buzzcast. Remember, Dana White had plans to move forward with UFC 249 on tribal land in California that would be really outside the jurisdiction of California's shelter-at-home policy. Well, he stood down yesterday. He said he will not proceed with that event on April 18th. He postponed indefinitely all UFC events. This came after pressure from Disney, from ESPN, from California politicians, all who pushed back against White and the UFC from hosting this event. Also, it really was a no-win situation for Endeavor, who of course owns the UFC, to move forward, but it does show the influential partners, Disney, ESPN, and of course when the California Governor Gavin Newsom and U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein also pushed back, White was left with no choice to stand down. But that was one of the more interesting stories that I was following all week. Let's shift to the NBA, where the Associated Press is reporting that players will receive their full paychecks when the next payday for most of them arrives on April 15th. Despite no games having been played for more than a month, the league and the Players Association have been in talks about this for some time. Now, being paid right now does not mean that will stay that way. There are guidelines in the collective bargaining agreement where players could lose percentages of their annual salary for each game that is canceled. The next scheduled payment comes on the 1st of May, so that'll be a next indicator of how those negotiations between the league and the Players Association are proceeding. I thought an interesting piece out of Seattle, where Seattle Sounders owner Adrian Hanauer said that all ideas of being considered by MLS owners in order to resume play this season, one potential option that they are looking closely at, testing everyone prior to entering the stadium to watch a game or a match. Now, I'm starting to hear that a few more from sources. Team executives I've talked to feel that the testing applications are there to get and to do mass testing as soon as people come into the facility. So that is an idea actively being discussed at the league level. Speaking of leagues, yesterday was supposed to be the opening day for minor league baseball. They're obviously not going forward. And what they also told our Eric Prispel, they said that teams won't be playing games until fans are permitted back in the ballpark. They said that's a business model issue for them. They, of course, need the incoming revenue to support their business model. So they are not at all considering opening the ballpark, having games without fans. They are bracing for the possibility of not opening until the middle of July, if not later. A couple of other interesting pieces in the news. Tour de France organizers are working on a plan which would see the race, which is currently scheduled for June 27th through July 19th, push back a full month, July 25th to August 16th. They said they are specifically monitoring the health conditions in France. Meanwhile, F1 said yesterday it is investigating how to begin the season behind closed doors at European races, and that they think they can still potentially hold up to 19 races this year. For both the Tour de France and Formula One, it seems like so far away to be able to be making those type of proclamations with everything changing so quickly. USA Swimming, it rescheduled its Olympic trials, which of course is one of the most popular trial events. Of course, it takes place in Omaha. They're just postponing it a year from June 21st of this year to June 13th of next year. So I started the Buzzcast saying it would be a slow, quiet Friday. Obviously, it's really not. There's still a lot going on, especially in the sports business world. But that is your morning Buzzcast for Friday, April 10th. I hope that everyone has a very good Easter, a good Passover, time with family. restful time together, stay smart, stay indoors, stay healthy, and stay connected. I'm Abe Madcore. We'll talk to you again next week.